Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabor for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to third. Newsom moves to second. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Zorrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zorrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zorrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zorrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-0 in the game. Hewson hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Hal Epps pinch runs for George McQuinn. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Houston's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Epps now playing center field. Milt Burns now playing right field. Gene Moore now playing first base. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Epps. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Wagner moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston takes first base on ball 4. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 3 in the game. Culberson strikes out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Epps. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Newsom scores. Houston goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Houston covering, for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty West now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr bunts towards first. Moore juggles the ball. That's an error on Moore. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Stevens moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 3 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.